cards up. And set, go.
Angel beat 2 out of 3.
Okay. Whoa. Oh, Karen, that's some outfit.
Yeah. Is it Halloween already?
You better be nice to me. I'm about to become a huge movie star.
Uh-oh. Sounds like someone's nail polish remover is making her all loopy again.
No, actually, there is a real Hollywood movie company in town, filming a scene at the Elm Street Diner. Yep, starring Jeremy Beck. He's kind of a cross between Kevin Bacon and Brad Pitt.
So he's kind of a Bacon Pitt.
Oh. Yeah, laugh all you want. But I can see it all now. I'm going to walk onto the set. Jeremy will fall madly in love with me and make me a star. We'll have a fabulous celebrity wedding at my dear friend Madonna's estate. But our marriage will end tragically when Jeremy leaps to his death from the balcony of our Malibu mansion because my career has eclipsed his.
Meanwhile, back on Earth, the rest of us will be auditioning for
waitress number one, the bit part they're giving to a local girl.
Oh, man, give it up. You guys don't have a chance. Every starstruck babe for 100 miles will be auditioning.
Yeah, except for one girl I know who's not going to be there, and that is my Dana. She has a good head on her shoulders and is way too down to earth to want to become an actress.
Yonder window breaks. It is me, and I am gonna get the part in that movie.
You? But you don't care about movies or acting.
No, I don't, Elvira. But I do care about money. The role pays $518. Properly invested in a multinational corporation and figuring in stock splits and reinvesting dividends, I'm looking at total financial independence by the time I'm 29.
And I am gonna be her boy toy.
Okay, come on in. Yes, yes, yes. Step right there.
Thank you.
Look, there's Jeremy Beck. He's so much shorter than I thought.
That's because he's sitting down.
Next.
Step aside, peasants. Make way for a star. Karen Foster, actress.
Max Thomas, director. Whenever you're ready.
What can I get you today?
Just coffee.
Coming right up, Brad.
You know me?
Well, sort of. From high school, but you don't know me.
Okay. Thank you very much. That was a very asthmatic performance. We'll get back to you.
Did you hear that? He said I was very asthmatic. I got it. I got it.
Next.
I'm Dana Foster. Before we begin, I'd like to discuss my character's background.
Your what?
I see waitress number one as a victim. A brilliant young woman forced to work in a subservient, demeaning job.
All right, excuse
me. Just a second. Her dreams and ambitions are crushed beneath the boot heel of the male-dominated power structure.
Next.
Wait a minute. I didn't even get
things.
Yes, I know, but we're looking for someone to play a waitress, not a terrorist.
Wait, you know, I don't even want that stupid part anyway. Movies stink. Hey, real actors stick to the theater. So, is there anything special you'd like me to do with the part?
Just do it like a normal person and we'll be thrilled.
What can I get you today?
Just coffee.
Come right up, Brad.
You know me?
Yeah. Well, sort of. From high school, but you don't know me. You were a captain of the football team, and I was just a freshman.
And that seems like a long time ago. How about that coffee?
Yeah, right away.
Hey, kiddo, what's your name?
Al Lambert.
Well, congratulations, Al Lambert. You got the part.
Wow. Cool, thanks.
Yeah, we'll get you a script, some papers for you to sign, then you come back tomorrow, we'll rehearse a little bit, then we'll shoot the scene, okay? Any questions?
Yeah, you gonna finish those fries? I'm starving. Thank you. Frank, I need the mix. Are you done fixing it yet?
Yep, honey. Just finished. This baby is ready to roll. With just a couple of minor adjustments here.
This baking thing is hard.
I know, but it's for a good cause. If we raise enough money at the bake sale, your class gets to go to the Milwaukee Zoo.
My mom and I are going to bake something. That's going to get lots more money than your cookies.
Well, isn't that nice? What time did you say your mommy's gonna pick you up?
After she's done getting the BMW waxed.
Oh, no surprise there.
Okay, honey. This time, I got it. I told you so. It's just a little fire. You need me, I'll be at the appliance store.
Good idea.
That's my mom.
Oh, goody. I'll get it. Hi, I'm Carol Lambert.
I'm Tracy's mother, Ellen Spencer. Nice to meet you. Oh, Tracy, sweetie, don't sit there.
Gee, this is a lovely house.
Well, thank you.
And very well maintained for this side of town.
Well, I see where Tracy gets her charm.
Guess what? Lily and her mommy are making cookies for the school bake sale.
Chocolate chip cookies are kind of my specialty.
My Tracy and I are making a raspberry cheesecake with a fudge drizzle and white chocolate shavings. We got the recipe from Martha Stewart.
We got ours from Grandma.
Well, gotta run. Tracy, sweetie, go hop in Mommy's shiny Beamer. See you at the bake sale.
Can't wait.
Mommy.
What?
I don't want to bake cookies anymore.
Why not?
Because they're gonna look stupid next to Tracy's fudgy drizzly thing.
No, they're not. No, they're not, because you and I are gonna bake something that's gonna make their fudgy, drizzly thing look like something the cat spit up.
Right. We're gonna kick some bake sale butt.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I'm Al Lambert. Where do I go?
Al Lambert. Oh, hair makeup.
Walking like a man, hitting like a hammer, she's a juvenile scam. Never was a quitter, tasted like a rainbow. She's got the look. Heavenly bomb, cause heaven's got got a number when she's spinning me around. Kissing is a color, a loving is a wild dog. She's got the look. She's got the look.
She's got the look. Lover's disguise, banging on the head drum, shaking like a mad bull. She's got the look, swaying through the band, moving like a hammer. She's a miracle man. Loving is the ocean, kissing is the wet sand. She's got the look. She's got the look.
Okay, everybody, and background
and action.
What can I get you today?
Just coffee.
Come right up, Brad.
You know me?
Well, yeah, from high school. You don't know me, though. You were captain of the football team, and I was just a freshman.
That seems like a long time ago. How about that coffee, huh?
Right away.
And cut.
And that's a cut, everybody. Let's take five.
Nice job, Charmy. Al, that was great.
Really?
Yeah, it was perfect. You're natural.
You could have a real future in this business.
I could?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, Jeremy, you know that scene we're supposed to shoot later? The actress got hung up in L.A., so why don't we rewrite the scene and shoot it with Al here?
Great idea.
What do you think, Al? Would you like to do that?
Are you kidding? I'll do that and wash your car. Hey, here's our movie star. How was your day?
Yeah, come on. Tell us all about it.
It was incredible. You know, it was the best day of my life. The director told me I was a natural.
Oh, that's wonderful. I couldn't be happier for you, Al.
Oh, you haven't heard the best part of it yet. They said I was so good, they're putting me in another scene tonight. I just ran home to tell you. I mean, is that totally cool or what?
Totally. Oh, Al, this is going to be such a wonderful memory for you.
This isn't just going to be a memory. I mean, this is my future. I want to quit school and move to Hollywood.
Now, let me get this straight. You want to quit high school and move to Hollywood. How can I put this, Al, in a way that you'll be sure to understand? No.
I knew you wouldn't understand.
Oh, I understand, Al, but nobody in this house is dropping out of anything to move anywhere, especially Hollywood. You know the kind of freaks they have out there? They got drug pushers and gangbangers and Pauly Shore.
Right.
Look, you both have a point. Why don't we just discuss this later when everyone cools down, okay?
I don't want to cool down. No one is listening to me. I want to be an actress. I don't know. Maybe I always did, but it's like I finally found myself today. You know, I mean, for once in my life, I felt special.
Well, Al, you are special, and don't ever forget that.
That's not what I mean. All right, look. Dana is the smart one, right? And Karen is the gorgeous one. And I'm just good old Al. The dependable one. The one that never does anything out of the ordinary. Well, today I did something out of the ordinary. And I loved it. Can't you see that?
Al, I hear what you're saying, and I'm really glad you had a great experience today, but...
But you are 17 years old, young lady. You're not dropping out of school to move to Hollywood.
Well, I'm old enough to make my own decision. If I want to go, I will. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm needed on the set.
Lily, you can come down now and help.
Daddy. What is it?
It's a cake you made for the bake sale.
Mommy. Everybody's going to know I didn't bake that cake.
Oh, don't worry about it. All the parents help.
Besides, now you'll have something better than Tracy and her snooty BMW mom. Won't that be great?
I don't want to take that kid to school.
Why not?
Because I didn't help at all. That's your cake, Molly, not mine.
Come here. Mommy just got carried away, and I'm really sorry. Will you forgive me?
Sure. Mommy's made mistakes. Uh-oh.
What?
Now I don't have anything to bring to the bake sale.
Yes, you do. You have the cookie dough you made from yesterday. Why don't you get back up on the stool? I'll get the dough, and you can make a big batch of cookies, and I will just watch.
Cool.
Honey, you might want to make those just a little smaller.
Mommy?
You're just watching?
Okay, everybody, let's focus. We get Al's close-up, and we've got the scene. This is scene 26, Charlie. Take one.
And action.
So, Brad, why'd you come back to town anyway?
To see my old girlfriend.
And what happened?
Do you know what it's like to love somebody with all your heart and soul, and they don't even know you exist?
Yeah, I do.
I bet a girl like you could get any guy she wanted.
Well, see, that was my problem, you know, because I didn't want just any guy. I wanted someone really special who seemed way out of my league.
So, did you ever get over him?
Afraid not.
Well, any guy that missed his opportunity with a great girl like you must be a real jerk. What do I owe you for this?
Nothing. It's on me.
All right. Thank you very much. Maybe I'll see you around.
I'll be waiting.
And cut. Jeremy, come back in.
Oh, no. Dad, don't make a scene.
Oh, don't worry, Al. I'm not going to.
What are you doing here?
Well, to tell you the truth, I was going to come down here and drag you home and ground you till you were like 30. Then I saw you do that scene. Al, you were amazing.
You really think so?
Oh, yeah, you were way better than Pretty Boy over there.
Shh, Dad. Pretty Boy is the star of the movie.
Yeah, well, he's not the star of the movie to me. Al, you have a wonderful gift.
Thanks, Dad. So, you kind of understand how I feel about this whole acting thing?
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely, like I can quit school and move to Hollywood?
Not a chance. Now, listen. Now, no matter how good you are, you still have to finish school.
Dad, I love this so much. I don't want to stop doing it. Not for a minute.
Well, you don't have to. I mean, in high school, you can enroll in all the drama programs, huh? And then in the summer, I can get you a job at the Port Washington Summer Theater. I built their steps.
Okay. But when I get my diploma, if I still want to go to Hollywood, you'll let me.
When you're ready, I'll drive you there myself.
Hello, Jeremy.
Karen, thank God you've come. Please, I'm begging you. You must give me one more chance.
Accept it like a man, Jeremy. It's
It's over.
I swear. I swear. If you leave me now, I'll go back to our Malibu mansion. Blow my brains out.
Don't you dare. I just had it recarpeted. Goodbye, Jeremy.
Karen, please. Karen. 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 Karen, please, Karen.
Karen. Karen, wake up.
Just give me 5 more minutes.
I have him right where I want him.